हाँ ना,
गाना करे
Daniel. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Let us begin with Elisha and Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urhimu Urhimu Udhilu Liyakta Shem Yudhe Bavave Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Hine Anachnu Vahim Yekayem Mitzvat Sefirat HaOmer La'asot Nachat Ruach Liyotzreinu V'la'asot Ratzon Borenu Vahino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Koronei Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Koroneihu Adonai Yohei Wahei Yigmor Ba'adi Adonai Yohei Wahei Hazdecha Leolam Maasei Yadecha El Teref Ekra Elohim Elyon Leael Gomer Alai Vene Emar Veavor Alai Vere It Possesseth Vedamaish Vayomar La Vedamaish Ai Vayomar La Vedamaish Ai Barki nafshi et Adonai Yohei Wahei Adonai Yohei Wahei Elohei Gedalta Meod hot vehadar levashta Ote or kishalma Note shemayim kariya. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohewahei Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer. Hayom Shiva V'shil Ushlishom Ushloshim Yom LaOmer Shehem Chamisha Shavuot Ushnei Yami. Today is the 37th day of the Omer, which is 5 weeks and 2 days. The inner light. Harach Aman Hu Yachatzir Avodat Beit HaMikdash Slim Toma Bim Pera B'Yameinu.
Amen.
Amen. We're now going to study this Psalm 67, which is the menorah psalm. And we will stop at a letter and a word. Lam natan bin ginod mizmor shir Elohim yechanenu vivarkenu Yair panav vitanu sela La da'at ba'aretz Darkecha b'kol goyim yeshuatecha Yoducha mim Elohim Yoducha mim kulam Yismechu v'ranenu Le'umim ki tishpot Amim Mishor Urubim. The letter Yud, the smallest letter in the alphabet. The word Eretz means land. When it begins with a hey, as in Haaretz, it refers to the land of Israel. Land represents location. And we know location is one of the aspects of doing the right thing at the right time, in the right place, with the right consciousness. Are you in the right place? What is that? What does place mean in the frame of spirituality? Na yivula yivarkenu Elohim Eloheinu yivarkenu Elohim v'yiro oto kol afsei aretz. Please join me in saying Bekoach. Ana Bekoach. Gedulat Yemincha Gimel Yitzhak Sadi Abel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Tacharenu Nora Kufri Shayan Sintet Nun Na Dibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kiva Nun Gibel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Bar Chaim Tacharem Rachamei Sitkatcha Tamid Gam Lem Etet Reish Tzadi Tav Kimmel Kasim Kadosh Erov Tuvcha Na'el Ladatecha Ketufet, Tet Nunayim, the letters of the month of Iyar, the Pei, that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Vav, the constellation, the shore, the bull, the astrological sign of Taurus. Yahid Geyed, Lamcha b'nei zochrei kidushatecha Yitkim olamet teizayim tu Shavatenu kabel ushma tziyakatenu Yodea talumo Shim tufav tzadi yutav. And in this verse we say in a whisper. Ubano shalom, atav sevitanu al yedei Moshe, ad tehal ispor sefirat haomer, kidei letahalimu, mikripotenu, umishumatenu, kimot tepatwasa, the Torata, whose fightem matem, the Maharad Hashabat, Miom Haviachem, et Omer Hatanuva, Sheva Shabato, the Mimot, the Hiena, and the Maharad Hashabat, Hashvit Hasif, Das Sefirau. Kamishim yom kidei shi'itacharu Nafshot amcha Yisrael Mizoham atam Uvechen yehi ratzon milfanecha Adonai Yohewahe Eloheinu Velohe avoteinu Shebisrut zavirat haomer Shetzafar to me, Ayom, Yetzukam, Mashavagamti, Besefira, Givura, Shibi, Yisod. What does judgment in the frame of foundation look like? What does strength in the frame of foundation look like? Gidora Shibu Yasod. What did that look like? Viet Aher Viet Kadesh Vikusha Shel Mahala Amen Stella. The 37th journey, we left Punan and camped in Ovot. Ovot means enemies. The people became enemies of God in this place. due to all their weary travels in the wilderness. Others say that the place was thus called because of the sorcerers that were there. The Ovot are mediums involved in necromancy. This journey refers to the time in life when we get angry and become enemies of everything that God stands for. When we lose our faith due to the arduous travels and are unable to get beyond our own pain. Tzaddikim who left this day, the 22nd day of the Iyar, the 37th day of the Omer, Rabbi Shlomo Eliezer Alfandi, Rabbi Mordechai Shraga Feibish, Friedman of Usiatin, and Rabbi Drizin teaches that the prophet associated with Gibura Shebi Yesod is Sefania ben Hushi. And the woman connected to Gibura Shebi Yesod is Tamar, the daughter of David, who was raped by her brother. The 37th method to acquire Torah is to share the burden of others. The 37th letter in the Shema Yisrael is the letter Lamed in Likut Lakato. The letter Lamed goes above the line connecting to the Sefirah of Bina. The letter Lamed means to be a teacher, to share the Torah that you have learned, the wisdom that you have learned. And the bless the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash. Arachaman hu yachatzir avodat Beit HaMikdash limkoma bimhera v'yameinu. And may we all say amen. Does anyone have any questions? I wish you all a beautiful evening. Tomorrow at 4:30, we will have class on advanced reincarnation. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a Zohar class. And at 8:30, we will again count the Omer. So hopefully we'll see you there. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom, thank you.
Shalom. Shalom, thank you.
Shalom to all.